الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine on the occasion of the beginning of the Iranian New Year 1402, that's March 21st, 2023. The government should reduce governmental management and increase governmental supervision. It should reduce interferences and increase monitoring. It needs to practice vigilance. One of the biggest flaws, or perhaps the biggest flaw of our economy, is this. All of the administrations that come to office were told to implement this handover to the people. Some handovers happened, others took place in an incorrect manner. Instead of being handed over for the benefit of the people, in some cases it was handed over to the detriment of the people. This prevented it, the handovers, from happening. Even today, one of the essential tasks that the honorable administration should do is to hand over economic management to the people with care, vigilance, and with appropriate monitoring. Another important flaw of our economy is that it is dependent on crude oil exports. We export crude oil even though we have no authority over it. The one who imports our oil, back when the Europeans used to purchase and import our oil, they made more profits from oil importation than we did from the oil that belonged to us and that we had taken out of our oil wells and sold to them. The taxes that they received and the uses they got out of it were more than what the owners of the oil received. It is the same now.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We need to eliminate the dependence of the economy on the exportation of crude oil and focus more on activities that are not related to or dependent on oil, which, fortunately, as is stated in the reports that we have seen, we are moving towards increasing non-oil exports and non-oil economic activities, and good things are being done. One of the other problems of our economy is its dependence on the dollar. Some of the countries that have been sanctioned cut off their dependence on the dollar and their situation improved. We know of some countries currently, I do not wish to name them, that have been heavily sanctioned by the West. They cut off ties with SWIFT, which is an international Western mechanism. They stopped using the dollar and conducted transactions and imported and exported goods using their local currencies. This resulted in an improvement in their situation. We need to do the same. One of the things that I must say about the economy, these are our fundamental issues, and I would like public opinion to pay attention to them, to approve and spread these issues. One of the most important issues that we need in order to improve the country's economy is continuous and rapid growth.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.